Josh, how would you characterize this team after five or so spring practices? What are some words you'd use to describe them?
I just think there's a lot of excitement going on, a lot of energy. Everyone's just flying around, working hard, fighting. I think we've done that in the past, but I just think we've taken it to another level in the spring practices and just with the new coaches and new systems, and it's just been going great.
What is behind moving you to tight end? What were the reasons for that?
They just thought, they're kind of, we don't have necessarily inside-outside receiver as much anymore. And so there's just a lot of receivers. Since high school, I put on probably 30 pounds. So they just thought it's a better move for me to move inside. And they just, they wanted someone that had that experience, route running and catching, and kind of had a void there. So thought I could fill it. And, I really like the transition so far. And, there's a lot of opportunities in this offense with Ty calling the offense. And, I really, every single day, it's just a battle. And, I catch probably a dozen balls, and it's just fun being out there and playing a new position, but, really similar to receiver, just kind of, moved in 10 yards. So.
Are you having to put on some more weight?
Yeah. Yeah, so right now I'm about 232. Ty's on me every day, get up to 240, and he'd like me to play there. So, I'm just eating like freight train, trying to, beef up, but it's taking some time because when I was a receiver, Coach Holiday wanted me down around 210, 215, so I was more on a diet, trying to lose weight. And so now I'm trying to flip that and, gain weight. It's been a little different, but, I know once, spring ball ends, be able to lift, a lot more and take some supplements, do what I need to do, take creatine, just, put on that pounds, put on the pounds and get to 240.
240, that's the ideal weight?
Yeah, that's what he said, yeah, 240.
Who are the tight ends that you're competing with for that spot? Who else?
Right now, running with the ones is Tanner Baldry and Brian Sampson and myself. We're kind of in that rotation. Tanner and Brian, they kind of go in for more of the primary blocking type plays. They run some routes as well, but Coach Clark, he'll call me in for, mainly the receiving plays and passing plays. And so there's even some plays in the offense where, are kind of designed for me, and, they'll spread me out or motion me across and just be more, versatile.
Steven Richards still in that mix too?
Steven Richards, yeah, he's still, kind of rehabbing back from his injury last season, so he should be good to go by the fall.
How different is it to play with your hand on the ground? Can you talk people through what that change is to go from standing on the outside and then now having to get bumped off the line?
Yeah, definitely. It's so I was on primarily scout team last season. I was playing a lot of tight ends, so still kind of familiar with how it works. But I guess the biggest transition is just, being more physical, being, the defender is a lot bigger, a lot stronger, and so you just got to keep your head up at all times and, just try not to expose your body and be able to use your hands and, just play physical. And that's, kind of been my style. Now I feel like I've, put on some weight in the past, that it's just, I like that physical style play, so I like, tight end's a good fit.
Josh, how would you describe Coach Clark's demeanor on the field?
Coach Clark's awesome. He's just, just jumping around, excited, brings the energy, gets us excited. He's cracking jokes and, kind of lighthearted. He doesn't take things too serious, but, if we screw up, he's not afraid to get in our face, yell at us, tell us what we did wrong, coach us up. But he's really detail-oriented. He knows what he's talking about. He, really stresses the, the specifics, the basics, the details. And, he's just a great guy.
Are you working with a nutritionist to get the weight up?
Yeah, I've been working with Dan Wilcox, nutritionist, and kind of has me on a lean diet, so, just taking in lots of protein, lots of carbs, and trying to eat, 5 meals a day, and pack on pounds.
You tell any differences you see with Tanner Mangum? How much does he seem comfortable in the offense? Does he seem like a good fit for him? What are you seeing on the field?
I just think it's definitely a great fit for him. Things have slowed down, with huddling, not doing no huddle as much anymore. So I think, that helps him be able to, kind of collect himself. Helps all of us, really. The fast pace just got a little crazy at times, but I think now that we have that chance to huddle, to regroup, that it just, helps everyone kind of restart each play and then go out, kind of think through your assignments and know what you're going to do. And, you know, I think it obviously helps him at quarterback, but helps all of us, really.